Doug, let's start out with what your official title is.
I'm a University of Minnesota Extension educator in crops, as kind of specializing in small grains and forages.
Where are Minnesota farmers at with oat harvest? I know it's early, but according to the Crop Progress Report Monday, 11% of the oat acreage was harvested for grain. I know in email conversations you indicated that that might be a little bit generous. So how would you describe oat harvest so far?
Well, in oat harvest, in my opinion, is in three stages. We saw a lot of oats come off as forages here a couple weeks ago, and that is in light of a lot of oats planted this year, what I think to be the most oats I've seen in a long time, but then also with the winter till that we saw with the alfalfa last winter. And then the next stage of harvest, in my opinion, is swapping, and a lot of it's been laid down, or is going to get laid down, and there's been a lot of difficulty in that because of all the lodging this year with a lot of the wind and heavy rain events that came through 2 weeks ago, or even a week ago. And then we've got that, which is a smaller component, which is just straight cutting, going right out there and taking it with the combine. And that is, in my opinion, still yet to come. And so I think that 11% represents stuff that's been swathed, laid for a little bit for drying, and then come through with the combine later on.
You mentioned the lodging problems. As far as the quality of the crop, I know the condition ratings have been high throughout the growing season, but the early returns on the condition, the yield, how would you describe it, Doug?
Well, in watching this crop all season long, I think the yield potential looks very good out there. And that comes back to the way the conditions were for cool days and cool nights. And the good planting dates. And so I think there's a lot of yield potential. Quality, I'm a little bit worried about, as we have been in this lodged grain. You know, as soon as you get the oats flat on the ground, and it's the same for wheat, barley, or rye, more head diseases can come into play. Not so much with oats, but sprout damage, test weight can come get compromised a little bit, but I think right now we're looking at good yield potential, and I'm still hopeful of good quality. The other part of it being, especially in oats with it being lodged, we know that color of oats is very important. And once it gets lodged, that can be tested a little bit.
What advice would you give farmers that have oats that are reaching maturity, at maturity, as far as knowing the right time to go in and cut or to swap them so that you're going to avoid potential problems as best as possible?
And I just got off a crop consultant call here a little bit ago, and we were talking about that very thing. And the key is, and I think we're well past that, is knowing when physiological maturity is, which would be comparable to black layer and corn. And that's when the kernel has all the starch that it's going to have, and it's a dry down process thereafter. Because if you do something swapping wise before that, then you're going to have reduced test weights, and that affects some quality and yield at the same time. So I guess as a good judge of what's out there, and you know, we both know that having uniform maturity across the field is asking a lot. The draws, the tree lines, the tillers, you know, all those things are going to be a little bit different maturity out there, but we have to manage the field as a whole. So we can take it comfortably, with the moisture levels that we need to have, part of that quality comes into play is how we handle the grain thereafter. Is it going straight to town, which means we have to meet some moisture guidelines? If it's a little bit higher in moisture, then we have to be able to work with that grain at the farm site and the grain bins and make sure we dry it down from there to maintain that quality. So oats is a little different than other small grains also in that it can be, shattering can be a problem. So we don't want to wait too long to do that swathing or that combining because we'll drop seeds out there in the field, which of course is going to reduce yields. So oats is a little bit trickier because we know there's going to be more lodging. We have the susceptibility to some shatter. And so you're right in asking, how do they go about doing that? It's something they have to check continually to have the correct timing.
Yeah, I meant to ask you this at the beginning. As far as the areas of Minnesota where you see the bulk of the oat acreage and where that harvest has started, and you're traveling to the Faribault area today to begin oat harvest, if it might be difficult to do, but how would you describe the bulk acreage of oats in Minnesota, where would that be located?
Well, and that's the kind of fun thing about this year is I've seen more oats than I've seen probably since the late 80s, early 90s. There are, we're always going to have that traditional pocket wherever dairy is, because oats traditionally has been used as a cover crop for alfalfa, but also the straw is almost as important as the grain. So Stearns County, that St. Cloud, Kimball area, north up to Little Falls, that's always going to be a strong area. And then you get down into the southeast part of the state, that Rochester, Waseca, again, another dairy area. And then even up to Otter Tail County, where there's still a fair amount of dairy and livestock up around Fergus Falls and Alexandria. But there's pockets up in or down in Sleepy Eyes, another pocket I've noticed this year. So it's not hard to find those oat fields this year, whereas in years past, when you saw one, you took note of it.
How about other small grains, Doug, that are close to full maturity and ready for harvest? Any news there?
The winter wheat and winter rye are coming off right now, getting very close, and we'll be harvesting some of that today also. And there's even some spring wheat that has come off down by the La Center area. I know of two fields that have come off. So we are getting right into that. And, some of these rain events have held us off since Friday that have come through. There's been two of them since then. So we would have had more off by now had those not happened. But again, we're rooting for everything. So those rains were very good for the corn and soybeans. But what it's done is we would have seen more winter wheat, winter rye, some oats and barley coming off before. Now it's getting to the point where they're all going to be coming off about the same time. I know up in west central Minnesota, the barley fields have been opened up. And so the bulk of that harvest is going to take place this week also. So pretty much all of them will be coming off in the next couple of days, I think.
Doug, that's all I had for you. Anything else you'd like to add?
No, we will, watch this. The big question, I think, we're on all those small grains, I'm pretty confident there's a fair number of bushels out there because I've watched this from start to finish. But the big thing with small grains, it's unlike corn and soybeans, is can we hold that quality, which are protein levels, the mixing and baking qualities, the color, the feed value when you get to oats and rye. That'll be the big question that is left to be answered.